You're back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by the Michigan Business Network and my independent film company, Rebel Pictures. We're continuing the conversation with local business owner DeQuinn Boykins. We're talking about just all the cool things that you're doing and getting off the ground this year, even despite the pandemic, with your app, the Lansing Area Shop Local app, and that's through your company, the OneShare Media Group. So we were talking about community. So let's talk about Pickup Lansing. So that's a cool little movement that my good friend Omar Karim and myself started. Eric Shaleko, another friend who's in Ann Arbor, film friend, came up and shot a little video of Omar and myself initially talking about this as a biweekly event. That video was in May. And you can tell because if you're in Lansing and you know those god-awful rain gardens that are just garbage catchers now, you could see how much the roughage has grown from May until even just into the summer. So we started the biweekly event of having people in the community come out, volunteer for 2 hours every other Saturday, and that really started early August. So that's how you and I met, was that.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about kind of where you first heard about it and what sparked your interest to want to come out? Because I think it's really interesting for listeners that maybe are thinking about volunteering but go, I don't know. I don't know anybody. I want to do something, but what was it that drew you to that, and how did you hear about it?
Well, first off, I'm always looking for events, like, especially in this COVID space. Like, I'm always looking for something to go to because, like, who wants to be cooped up in a house? But I found...
Amen. Again, feeling bad for Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
I found the Pickup Lansing event on Facebook, and it was really nice, a really nice video that Michael talked about, like, and Omar, like, they did a really good job at capturing what the Pickup Lansing movement is about. So that got my attention. And the reason I decided to join is because I always like service activities to begin with. Like, I like doing storm restoration work, but with the Lansing Pickup movement, like, I realized, like, a lot of us haven't been outside and you have a lot of trash like all over the city. And I was like, wow, I said, I have time to do that. It's biweekly. It's only for 2 hours. I said, who doesn't have 2 hours every 2 weeks? Like, I was like, I definitely can be a part of that. And it's on a Saturday and we had nice days. Don't you agree?
Oh man. Now that it's October, I think today was the first one that felt like a little chilly. You know, not bitching and moaning about that because it's going to get worse. It's like Game of Thrones, winter is coming. We did. I think the summer was great. This next one that's going to be, you know, listeners are going to hear this way after, but is going to fall right on Halloween. It's supposed to be in the 50s. So I'm hanging on to that as much as possible and wanting to continue to try to pick up. I mean, my dad and I, we talk about how often you see, like, trash now. Like, I really notice it out and about. I always saw it, but, like, I notice every little cigarette butt now. And to think of all the damn garbage we picked up, man, just from, especially initially, that was just from the Capitol.
Right.
On Michigan Avenue to Stober's Bar, and then kind of Stober's to Max Bar, which is kind of just before Frandor and where kind of East Lansing is starting. So we had to pick a place to start and stop. And man, that I was saying to Christian earlier, that's like maybe about 40 bags of garbage that we picked up. And I really give yourself and Spring McKeever some love there, because you guys were two of the first people that initially came out, and not knowing you guys, you know, for you to come out and say, yeah, this is a cool thing. I'm going to come out to this, because you don't know what you're walking into. You have no clue what that first thing's going to be like. And I thought that was really neat, to kind of being from here, knowing so many people, but there's still a lot of people I don't know. And to meet some cool folks like yourself that are willing to give their time to help, you know, keep the city clean was really cool, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and I think we've made some headway at least on Michigan and now Kalamazoo, so.
And my father, William C. McCallum, he's been a, it's hard for him to walk around a lot, so he's kind of each pickup event, he's staked his claim at the General Dollar Store, the Family Dollar Store, which is on the corner of Hosmer and Michigan for anybody in Lansing. And that thing, man, regenerates garbage like it's Swamp Thing or something, man. It's like you cut a limb off and another limb grows right away. And he still is going to find whoever is tearing up the napkins into small confetti-sized bits. He's, like I was saying earlier today when we were done, we went to Dagwood's to get something to eat and drink, and that's become his Moby Dick, his finding. He is Ahab tracking that guy down, or girl, or kid, or old person, whoever it is, he's going to find you if you're listening. So, yeah, I think it's really cool. Anybody interested can look up hashtag Pickup Lansing on Facebook, and there's also a group page, which is Pickup Lansing, one word, hyphen movement. And then there will be another event page up that is going to fall right on Halloween. So even if you're hearing this late, we're still going to continue the Pickup Lansing biweekly events until it snows. And then we'll just put it on pause and start it up, you know, back once it warms up again. So, I'm so proud that you're a part of that, man. And really, you know, thank you for giving that shout out about the video. Because we initially, Omar and I wanted to have, you know, a news piece come out first. That was the initial thing. And then through that, we were hoping somebody locally would kind of jump on that story, something positive going on with all this day-to-day crap that we're dealing with socially, economically, with the pandemic, politically. I mean, just sick to death of hearing about Trump day after day. And the man keeps himself in the news. Whether you want to talk about him or not, he's on the news. And we could not get anybody interested. Channel 6 didn't do anything. Channel 10 wasn't interested. The City Pulse avoided it like the plague. Lansing State Journal didn't do anything. So I told Omar, I was like, man, just, you know, kind of fuck it. Let's just do the biweekly thing, and then it's kind of cart before the horse. Let's just let the event happen, and hopefully it grows enough. And then if they jump on board to help promote it, great. And thankfully, that's what's happened is Channel 6 reached out to me, and I was on their segment of Tell Me Something Good, and which is kind of a Friday morning thing, which was cool. And then channel, none of the other news stations have reached out, but LSJ did, and I did an interview recently that I hope they're going to tell me when that's going to be out. But so, you know, it's taken kind of the dedication of yourself and Spring and Tucker and Mary Cusack and other people that have come out and supported that. So I really appreciate that, man. We're going to take another quick break here, and we're going to be back with the Quinn Boykins talking more about Pickup Lansing, his company, the One Share Media Group, and the Lansing Area Shop Local app that you can get, that you can download. And especially if you're a business owner, you should be doing that. Let's pool together and help each other. This is the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.